Welcome to Premlal Consulting. Please enjoy the following article. How to sell your products on Walmart Marketplace with Shopify. Walmart is a respected and trusted American retail cooperation. Since 1962, the company has been one of the oldest and biggest retail companies in the United States and Canada. And it has also expanded its reach to other countries, including Brazil, South Africa, Canada, and Chile. The company became a global retail business when it took its service online in 2006. Becoming an online marketplace helped the company's growth. It also provided an opportunity for manufacturers and third-party sellers to benefit from its popularity and universality. Walmart is already a trusted company. Selling under their umbrella and name will attribute your business with the same values and respect. In the whole world, Walmart is the largest company with the highest revenue. That's to show that a huge profit is circulating within the system, and having an e-commerce store on the platform will be an opportunity to be a partaker. Walmart amasses a net revenue of over $519 billion in 2020. What about its monthly visitors? Also, huge. Shopify is another giant platform in the e-commerce business. It's not as old as Walmart but has a large community of sellers and buyers. In 2020, the e-commerce company received over 44 million customers and had 1.7 million merchants in total. Meanwhile, Shopify started in 2006, 15 years ago. The company was able to make such outstanding achievements because of its friendly e-commerce platform. Merchants sell their products with ease, and they could build beautiful stores without the knowledge of programming and website designing. Moreover, store management is possible with a few clicks of the mouse. No need for proficiency in computer courses. Walmart and Shopify integration. Shopify and Walmart partnership happened in June 2020. Deep in the pandemic, people were left with no other options but to order their groceries online. There was a boom in e-commerce activities, and Walmart thought it would be nice to tap into the opportunity by partnering with Shopify. This partnership brought about an integration in which Walmart merchants can use Shopify to sell their products to a larger audience, and vice versa. This integration also increases the varieties of products available on Walmart, thereby giving them the chance to compete against the likes of Amazon. Benefits of Walmart-Shopify integration. The two companies partnered to become better together. Therefore, there's undoubtedly one or two things to benefit when you connect your Walmart store to Shopify. Let's see what you stand to gain as a seller from this new Walmart-Shopify integration. Upgrade your business reach to a global level. With Walmart, you can only sell your products to 23 countries. But with Shopify integration, there is no limit. You have all the countries of the world as your market. Isn't that huge? From 23 to 175 countries. This would bring about more sales and recognition. Your e-commerce store will be known by people in all countries of the world. Seller-friendly tools. The registration and selling experiences on Walmart's e-commerce platform are not easy in time past. The company has a reputation for stringent requirements and hectic registration processes. New sellers usually go through many vetting processes and lengthy applications to become a merchant on the platform. Moreover, there are few or no friendly tools for running a seamless e-commerce business. The story is now a different one with Shopify. Becoming a seller on Walmart is easier when you're already a merchant on Shopify. Setting up your store and product catalog follow in the same manner. You could also manage your store and orders using Shopify tools that are more friendly than those available on Walmart. Full business branding. So far, so good. Shopify is the best branding platform in the e-commerce business. Merchants have full customization ability over their online stores. They could design their website to communicate their business identity. There are tools and templates to create an attractive e-commerce website using colors that blend with your business logo and products. Gain customers' trust. Owning stores on both Shopify and Walmart is a way of gaining online shoppers' trust. They would perceive your store as a reliable business, capable of delivering quality products. Meanwhile, knowing what it takes to be a seller on Walmart, online shoppers would readily trade business with you. Get support from sellers' communities. Walmart also has much to offer to merchants as Shopify. The platform has successfully built a community of professional sellers. So, you are not alone in the quest to become a relevant e-commerce business. You can learn from others and utilize their strategies to gain more positive results. Meanwhile, there is Seller Help, a support system for guidance and assistance. It's packed with information about Walmart's best practices and steps to resolving technical issues and errors. No registration fees. Unlike Amazon, you don't pay for signing up as a seller on Walmart. You only pay when you sell. The platform has arranged a considerate charging system in which Walmart takes a percentage of every completed sale. The charge is usually 15%. And that applies for business that falls into the apparel, beauty products, and home and garden categories. A lesser charge of 8% applies to companies that sell electronics and cameras. Requirements for Walmart Shopify integration: a Shopify account. Suppose you don't have. Click here to begin. It's straightforward. Just input your email and store name and choose a password. A Walmart store. If you are yet to have that, you can proceed to their homepage to begin the process. But before then, you must have the following ready. U.S. Business Tax ID W90RW8EIN Verification Letter issued by the Department of Treasury. A detailed address of your U.S. company, place of operations, or warehouse. You must have figured out the categories for your products and the integration method for your catalog. Make sure none of your products is listed in the prohibited products category. Walmart API keys such as Walmart Client ID and Walmart Client Secret. You can check for these keys in the settings section of your Walmart seller account. How to integrate Walmart Marketplace with Shopify. For easier integration, there is a Walmart application on Shopify. Installation and configuration of this application are all you need to connect your Walmart and Shopify stores. The following are the steps involved. On your Shopify account, navigate to the Shopify App Store and search for the Walmart integration app. Find the Walmart integration app and install it by clicking the Add Up button. The previous action will lead you to a new web page, where you paste your store's URL in the box provided. Then, click on Login, which will take you back to the Shopify login page. Carefully type in your login details, i.e., your email and password. Also, click on Login. Here, click on the Install App button to complete the installation process. Now that you have the app installed on your Shopify account, let's configure it. The app will open to demand your mobile number authentication. Enter your active number, and an OTP will be sent to it. Copy and paste the OTP in the space provided. The page Connect with Walmart will lighten up. This is where you will provide your Walmart API keys. Paste your client ID and Walmart client secret in their respective boxes. If you don't have the Walmart API keys yet, follow these steps. Ignore them if you have already. Go to the Walmart developer portal. Navigate your cursor to My Account in the top right corner of your page and click on it. Select your login type. Is it a marketplace, US and Mexico, a Canada marketplace, or a warehouse? Enter your Walmart login details. Click on Add New Key for a solution provider. You are expected to select a new delegate access key, and we recommend you use SedCommerce. Because they offer full-service integration. BigCommerce is another good option. Whichever one you pick, click on Next to proceed. Grant full access to all the fields. For those with no full access, choose View. Click Submit now, you have your API keys. You can always copy them when needed. Importing Shopify products to Walmart. The next phase of the integration is product importation. When you're done with the first configuration stage, the app will move to the next, where you import your products from Shopify to Walmart. Click on Select Import option. A list will drop down from which you will pick a suitable option. The options are All Items. This option imports all the products you have on your Shopify store. Published products. It will only import those products you have on your Shopify retail end. Filter products. This option will allow importing products by type, vendor, smart collection, or collection. For any option, you select, follow the on-screen instructions to complete the task. You might have to confirm an affirmation. After which, your chosen products will be imported from Shopify. Click Next to move to the next of the integration. Profiling. This phase finalizes the Walmart app configuration. And the aim here is to choose the product category that best suits the products you have imported from Shopify. Normally, Walmart would do it automatically for you. But sometimes, the app does get the mapping wrong, thereby disallowing your product from going live. You can do it manually by following the steps below. On the profiling page, click on, Please select Walmart category. Choose the appropriate category to best suit your products. Then fill in the Walmart tax codes. If you don't know it, click on Click Here, which is rightly below the Walmart tax codes box. You will be taken to a page containing tax codes. Do well to select the Walmart tax code from the list. This section marks the end of your Walmart and Shopify integration process. You should also navigate around the app and see the amazing features it offers. Some of them are product management and control. It's easier to manage your products catalog on this app. You can view products, update the product information, add image links, and even preview what they look like on Walmart. With this app, it's simpler to affect changes on your Shopify and Walmart stores. Price management. The integration app made price management simpler. You can update the prices of your products without any stress. The repricing feature can be found in the product menu section of the navigation menu located in the top left corner of the integration app. Clicking on the product menu will display a list containing the repricing feature. Note: the repricing feature only works for published products. Order management. This app gives you complete control over the operation of your stores. From the order section of the app, you can fetch, fulfill, and manage new orders gotten from your Shopify and Walmart stores. You can also update shipment information, update order status, and create refunds. You can also access this feature by clicking on the navigation menu. In the top left corner of your integration app, robust dashboard. The app also offers a robust dashboard where you can view your store's metrics and performances. You can get a complete and updated list of your inventories from this single page, including the published and unpublished products. Also, you can view your store statistics, i.e., the number of orders received, fulfilled, and canceled. This section also records your to-do list, recent activities, top-selling products, account information, and latest updates. The dashboard is on the app's homepage. Conclusion. Do you have a Walmart store? Why not increase your profit by integrating it with Shopify? It's straightforward and a guarantee of success in the online realm. With these two combined, the sky is the limit for your business. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our article.